Steve, thank you for being here as always.
My pleasure. I love it coming here, as you know.
Love when you school us because we definitely need it. There's a brand new scam. You just issued the alert today, the CEO scam. What is this?
Basically, that's when somebody goes into your emails, either they hack into your system or they spoof your email in some way and they send subordinates an email saying, can you wire money outside the country for me? I need a quick wiring of money. And that person who is receiving it, usually subordinate, sees it and says, oh, the boss wants me to wire money outside the country. And it starts the process. So we're seeing a lot of that actually happen to us last year at the Better Business Fair. They tried it on us. So they actually sent an email under my name and sent it to my accountant saying, are you available today? I'd like to wire some money outside the country. Well, he texted me. He said, I'm not available today. I'll get to you later. And I said, what are you talking about? He goes, you sent me an email to wire money outside or wire money. I said, no, I didn't. So they actually try spoofing you, makes it look like it's your email address, or they actually do have your email address and they hacked into it. And they know who the company director, who the accountant person is, a financial person, and they try to get you to wire money outside the country. So this is really targeted toward the businesses community.
I mean, on the surface, Steve, I know, you know, we talk about this so much. On the surface, we think, holy cow, this screams scam. Anytime someone tells you, hey, wire money outside of the country.
Right.
So, and of course, most people would think scam. But especially when you see something coming from your boss,
right, exactly.
I think we're a little, all of us in the working world are a little on edge sometimes. You see something from your boss. What if you get something like this? What should you do? Should you respond? Should you delete it? I mean, what are the steps that you should take when you see something like this? And maybe you are a little scared.
It is a little scared. That's why he responded, because he thought it was for me. And I wanted to wire my money outside the country quickly, so I thought there was a need. So actually, yes, I would look at it and reach out to that person in another way, just not by the email.
Okay.
Because if you respond to an email, that email may be going to that scammer.
So
itself.
Don't ever reply, right?
Right. To that specific email, right. Just call my person texted me and saying I'm not available.
Yeah.
So usually some other way means of getting to that person other than the email. Anybody wiring money outside the country is usually, it's a scam, it's a ripoff. And if your boss is telling you to do it, obviously if you want to verify it and obviously do more due diligence on that.
Yeah, right.
Instead of listening to it. So it's going around. So actually, truthfully be told, if you get a request like that right today, it's a scam. It's 100% a scam.
I have to ask you too. I mean, we say wire money, and my first thought is, well, who does that anymore? But there are apps now like Chase, QuickPay, or, you know, if I want to buy some raffle tickets or something from you for your daughter's charity, I can, which I have done. Not with you, with family.
Right.
You know, you can. Is it okay to use these sites like the QuickPay and where I can transfer money from my account to yours?
Yeah, those are legitimate sites. If they're tied in with your bank somehow, those are legitimate sites. We're saying is when you go to a Western Union or those type of places, a third party, or to the grocery store and wire money outside the country, that is usually a sign of a ripoff. I can't tell you how many of the scams in our top 10 in 2016 were related to wiring money outside the country. Consumers need to know that if you don't know the person, somebody asks you to wire money outside the country, if you're a consumer or a business, please don't do it. That is 100% a scam. Nobody is going to ask you to wire money outside the country.
Okay, I have to ask you about this too. I got this voicemail. Our engineer Ben Cortez got this voicemail. No, we don't live together, and no, we don't have the same phone number. But this caught me by a little bit of surprise. This was just yesterday, Steve. I'm going to play this for you.
This is Mrs. Russell calling in regards to the supply charges on your electric account.
My first thought was delete, because I have no idea what she's talking about. She says energy, and I think I have ComEd. So do I call this number? What do I do in a case like that?
Ignore those calls. Honestly, if ComEd's going to call you or your local supplier, they're going to give you a legitimate number to call back. We're hearing a lot of calls now from consumers who are saying that energy supplier calling and that you didn't pay your bill. And again, like we just talked about, wiring the money to the account, or they're going to shut your electricity off. So consumers think it's their bill, that they actually owe money, and they don't. And it's not Commonwealth Edison or the other suppliers calling you. It's just a scam artist doing that.
That was my first thought, too, Steve. I thought, all right, ComEd is not going to call me. And also, too, she gave out a number, a phony number, and the number that registered on my phone was a completely different number.
That's what they do. They actually send you spoof numbers and numbers that don't go anywhere, and they try to make you so you can't trace them. in any way, shape, or form. So really to tip off, to rip off two things is never wire money outside the country, but also no legitimate business is ever going to call you and demand payment in 30 minutes. The only thing you should pay in 30 minutes is for your pizza delivery, and that's it. Anything else besides that is a scam. No legitimate business will do that, but all the scam artists do that, and it works with Commonwealth Edison. It works the IRS scam. You know, we had a slew of calls in that way. It's always, you know, that you owe money some way, and if you got to pay us in 30 minutes or less, right, or you're going to jail, being deported, lose your driver's license, whatever it may be. But this scam you're talking about now is that scam that's going around a lot, saying that you owe money on your utility bill when you actually don't, and they just want you to, you know, give them money, give your credit card information, or wire them money outside the country to, right, pay your bill, or your lights will go off.
So don't do it.
Don't do it at all.
All right, Steve, let's talk taxes. We are smack dab in the middle of tax season. So as promised, tax filing season is open. What are the, I guess, top couple of tax scams that you're hearing about?
Well, the one we just talked about is actually when they call you and say they're the IRS. The IRS does not call you and demand payment immediately or want personal information from you. So we're seeing that this year where they call you up, say, this is the IRS, and we need your Social Security number, or we need something other from you, your mother's maiden name or bank account or something like that. The IRS does not call people. And again, the phone says IRS. People have to understand that it's not the IRS calling you. But again, in 2016, the IRS predicted more than 153 million returns to be filed. And that's really a fertile ground for, you know, scammers. They find that out. They know that. So they'll try to file your own taxes on your behalf before you do. And in actuality, that's usually how you find out your victim of identity theft, is when you try to file your own taxes and somebody else has already done that. So okay, be careful, careful of your confidential information, your Social Security number, things of that nature. Sometimes you don't know. I mean, if there's a breach somewhere, and data breach somewhere, you don't want to give out your Social Security number, but somebody else may have given out your Social Security number. So you got to be careful. So what we suggest you do is you actually file your taxes early. Earlier than you normally would, so you can be the first one out of the gate, and somebody else was not going to file before you do.
I make a note to myself: do it before April 14th.
Not April 14th, exactly. And never open email attachments or click links. Usually, scams like that coming from IRS, they're not. IRS doesn't send links to click. Click here.
I've seen those too. Right?
They look legitimate. They really do.
They really do. I can see why people would freak out. But again, don't open those,
right,
Steve?
Yeah, they have the links, and it looks like it's coming from the IRS. They even have the logo, and that doesn't mean it. I mean, just copy and paste the logo is very simple to do, and the IRS does not send you an email like that asking for confidential personal information. So ignore those things as much as possible, and that's usually what we tell consumers to do.
Also, too, anytime you see student loans or something to do with students, you know, that's always I think people see that and they think, oh, gosh, I need to pay this off or whatnot. But this is the federal student tax. What is this? This, again, is a bogus phone call?
It's a bogus phone call. Okay. And the IRS is telling us that there is no federal student tax. And consumers are being called, and parents of people in college saying either you don't pay this bill that your child owes, you didn't pay the federal, you know, tax, they will not graduate.
Yeah.
They won't be able to go to class and things of that nature. So they're just came up with this fake tax, and are trying to get convince people to wire money to outside the country again, as we talked about. And again, you hear from IRS, and I never heard of a federal student tax, so it must be legitimate. They come up with anything to get you to pay the amount of money. So if somebody calls you up saying you owe money quickly, parents, anybody, you know, students, whatever it may be, business owners, that is a scam 100%.
And check with your accountant too, right, Steve? I mean,
yes.
If there is some sort of a I don't want to say an audit, but some sort of a note from the IRS, check with your accountant.
Exactly.
Because they'll know.
Right. You also might want to have an accountant do your taxing as well. Taxes as well. Those are the ones that usually have the most knowledge of filing taxes for you. But again, they know things about your taxes and what the IRS is looking for and when the IRS would contact you and how they would contact you. So, yeah, just because it says the IRS, don't assume it's the IRS, but call your accountant who may have done your taxes, or call somebody you know and show them what you got. But again, if it's quickly to do something, IRS does not work that way. They'll send you a certified letter.
Right.
You'll get a nice letter saying
that,
to come on in and let's have a discussion.
They phrase it really nicely, too. Yeah. I didn't even realize I was getting audited.
Yeah,
but
right.
Yes, you're right. They'll send you a letter. And the final one, Steve, too, I know you say get your taxes done early, and people should, but people who owe back taxes, sometimes out of desperation, they really can fall victim to claims from scanners that, oh, you don't have to pay, or right. we'll do it free, or watch out for those too, right?
Yeah, watch out for those as well. We have a lot of reports on those organizations. Several of them have F ratings. They all overpromise and they don't deliver. Some charge anywhere from, you know, $3,000 to $25,000. They'll clear up your IRS issues. You can do a lot of this yourself. Just contact the IRS directly. A lot of people avoid the IRS when they owe money. It's like you owe a mortgage, you avoid the mortgage company too. You know what
right,
I mean? If you
right.
are late in your payments, that's the worst thing to do. But anybody calling up to claim that can sell your debt for that person, you know, for pennies on a dollar, be very leery of those companies. Do some more research on them. You know, check with the IRS, see what they have on them as well. Check with the Better Business Bureau as well.
I was going to say, so people can go to the website, they can call you. Don't feel funny if they have any questions, right?
Exactly. Call us first, or rather you call us first and after when you do have a complaint, and sometimes you can't find these individuals or organizations, or they've been doing this for a lot of people and they just nobody has checked on them. A lot of times consumers know the Better Business Bureau is a complaint agency. We're mostly an educational agency where you can find information about a company, charity, get the lowdown before you spend your money or give your money to somebody that you can't trust.
When in doubt,
check it out with the Better Business Bureau.